following message is presented by First Baptist Church of Morgan City, Louisiana. For more information, go to the website www.fbcmc.org. Now the message.
If you have your Bibles tonight, we're in Hebrews chapter 12. As you can see, we're going to have a little bit different service tonight. We don't have any music, any singing. We're going to get right into the Word because we've got some outreach that we want to do. But for those of you who are tuning in through our Facebook live feed, I wanted to give you just a little bit of what we're looking at tonight. And then when the live feed goes out, I'm going to give some specific instructions on how we're going to do our outreach event tonight. So those of you tuning in through Facebook Live, you have a part in this as well. While you can't go out and do the visiting that we're going to be doing, I'm going to give you the assignment of praying for us during this time while we're out going through visitation and inviting people to Vacation Bible School. So Hebrews chapter 12. We have been going through chapter 11, which is the Hall of Faith. We've looked at some of the Old Testament heroes of faith. Some of them were accounted for before the Red Sea crossing. Some of them after the Red Sea crossing. We've looked at Abraham. We've looked at Isaac. We've looked at Enoch. We've looked at Noah. We've looked at Jacob. We've looked at Isaiah. We've looked at so many of the Old Testament heroes. And now the writer brings us to a part where he wants to point out exactly what they are doing as we live out our faith here on this earth. We looked at Moses. We looked at so many of the Old Testament prophets. We've talked about David, the lives that they lived. What are these people doing right now? What are they doing as we live out our faith here on this earth today? So I've been in a couple of 5K marathons, one several years ago, one just a few years back. Maybe you've been in a walkathon or some type of marathon. Maybe you've seen one on TV. You know that at the finish line, there's usually a crowd that's cheering you on. At the starting line, there's usually a crowd that's cheering you on. And so what you're looking for is you're looking for that encouragement. As you start, you want to start strong, but especially as you finish, when you get there, you see this crowd of people, they're cheering you on. You can do it, you can make it, you've done a great, great job. So that's the scene that's unfolding here in Hebrews chapter 12 as the writer expounds even more about what this great cloud of witnesses do, and that's the image that I want you to have in your mind. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." So the opening question I have for you tonight is, who do you have right now in this life that is cheering you on? Maybe you have no one. You can look to these Old Testament heroes of faith here in chapter 11. As you are living out your faith, as you are following Jesus Christ, you've got people like Abraham, Isaiah, Noah. They are cheering you on. They are saying, if we made it, you can make it too. That's something I want you to think about as we embark on our journey tonight. As you go out door to door, knocking, witnessing, telling people about Vacation Bible School, you got these heroes of faith saying, you're doing exactly what you need to do. You are following through in faith. You're planting seed. You're helping God's kingdom grow. But he also gives us some clues of what we need to do. He gives us some hints. He gives us some thought about what we need to do while we're running this race that we're running. He says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which easily ensnares us. He's saying, throw off anything that distracts you. While you're running this race of faith, don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. You keep your eyes on the finish line. Some of us are closer to the finish line than others. Some of us are just getting started in our race. But no matter where you're at, the writer is saying here, you've got people in heaven right now a great cloud of witnesses that are cheering you on. Whether you have anybody here on this earth or not, you've got a cloud of witnesses cheering you on. And what you need to do is you need to make sure that there's nothing bogging you down. You need to make sure that there's nothing entangling you or ensnaring you. Right now, think about something that may be hampering you from running the race that you are in. Because here's what I want you to think about as well. In Hebrews chapter 11, each and every one of these people, none of them were perfect. They all had a sin nature just like we do. And each and every one of them had some little issue in their life that could have very easily ensnared them or bogged them down. But they kept their eyes on the Lord. They kept their eyes on the path that He had for them. They kept their eyes specifically on that goal that they had in mind, that they too, one of these days, would cross that finish line with someone cheering them on. So tonight, as you go out door to door, you may encounter some resistance. You may encounter someone who's not very welcoming. You got that great cloud of witnesses saying, go on to the next one. Don't let that stop you. Don't let that entangle you. Don't let that ensnare you. Don't let that keep you from running the race that you are running. The writer says, let us lay aside every sin and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. One thing that I learned when I did my 5Ks, preparing for my 5Ks, is learning how to pace myself. The initial nature, the thing that you wanted to do as soon as that bell sounded, as soon as that rope dropped, as soon as everybody was taking off, you wanted to run just as fast as you possibly could to get ahead of the race. But if you ran like that for very long, you're going to burn out. You're going to fall behind. You're going to collapse. One of the things that you need to remember about the Christian life, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. You're in it for the long haul, and you've got a crowd that is cheering you on no matter what. And he says, we're looking for something at the end of our race. At the beginning of those 5Ks, there was a crowd of people that I didn't know. They were still cheering me on, so I took their encouragement, and it kind of fueled me and gave me some energy. When I got to that finish line, I wasn't looking for anyone else but one person. I knew that my wife was going to be there. She was going to be the one cheering me on. And that was going to give me more inspiration than anybody else. She is my biggest fan. She is the one that keeps me going. She is the one that can see when I'm down, when something is ensnaring me and entangling me. And she'll cheer me up and she'll encourage me. And when I was getting close to that finish line, I wasn't distracted by that crowd that was on the left, on the right. I knew that there were people cheering, but they didn't know me. I didn't know them. There was one person that I was looking for. There was one person that I wanted to lay my eyes on as I crossed that finish line. I knew she would be there waiting for me, cheering me on. So as you're running this race today, as we run our race here on this earth, you think about this great cloud of witnesses that we were surrounded by. I mean, we got some great heroes of faith here in Hebrews chapter 11. But the writer says that there's one person that you need to keep your eyes on. You've got Jesus Christ himself saying, my Holy Spirit is living within you. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in this world. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Don't get entangled by the things in this life that don't matter. Run with patience the race that is set before you. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. He was there at the beginning of your salvation. He's going to be there at the end of your salvation. He was there at your starting line. He's going to be there at your finishing line. He is there everywhere in between, cheering you on, giving you exactly what you need to overcome those obstacles, to lay aside those weights and the things that ensnare us. And he is the one that is giving you exactly what you need to finish this race. And so tonight, as you go door to door, as you meet people, some may reject you. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting the message that you bring. But standing there back behind you is Jesus Christ himself saying, this is what I died for. This is what I shed my blood for. And I take great courage knowing that you are spreading the message of the gospel every opportunity that you get. This week, as you get through VBS, first day is going to be fun. Second day, you're going to be dragging a little bit. Third day, just remember, you got that great cloud that's cheering you on. Don't stop. Go Latin this summer. You're going to hear some of the same songs over and over and over and over, and as you probably already are. We're going to be cheering you on. So tonight, not only do we have this great cloud of witnesses, not only do we have Jesus Christ, but I'm going to challenge the people on Facebook Live. You need to be cheering us on as well. I'm looking you dead in the eye, and I'm giving you a personal challenge. Don't sit there in your recliner. Don't sleep. You pray for us as we go out, as we become the hands and feet of Jesus. We need our prayer warriors to cheer us on through prayer, to encourage us, to keep us going. So send us a little message. Let us know that you're praying for us. And this week, even though you may not be able to come to Vacation Bible School, we need you there cheering us on, sending us those messages of encouragement, praying for us each and every day, 9 a.m. to noon, that the gospel of Jesus Christ will go out no matter what, that we'll run this race that we're all in together, that we'll set our eyes on the finish line and look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, the one who keeps us going through this whole life that we're living. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we love you so much. Lord, what a great day it is to be alive. What a great day it is to be here, and what great day it is knowing that we have people in heaven cheering us on as we run this race of ours. Lord, the task is great. We have a city of 11,000 right here in Morgan City. We have more than 45,000 in the surrounding area, Lord God. We can't reach them all, but the ones we want to reach, Lord God, we want to be able to make an impact on. So, Lord, we pray that you'll go with us tonight as we go door to door and share our faith. As we tell people about the good news, as we tell people about Vacation Bible School, we pray that you would use that, Lord God, for your kingdom and for your glory. And, Lord, this week for Vacation Bible School, sometimes we're going to get irritated. Sometimes we're going to lose our patience. Sometimes we're going to wonder why we signed up for this. But each and every child that will be here for Vacation Bible School, no matter how few or how many, Lord God, each one of them is precious in your sight. You love them and we love them. And we want to see them grow in their faith. We want to see them come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. We want to see them experience just how big this God of ours is and what he can do for them. Some of these kids are going to come from rough backgrounds. Some of them may not have any hope at all. Some may be broken, Lord God, and we may be the only hope and the only Jesus that they ever see. So, Lord, right now, give us the patience and the strength that we need as we go through this week, Lord God, with our eyes on the finish line, with the eyes on the author and finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ himself. Lord, help us to encourage one another. Lord, to cheer each other on. To let each other know that we are in this together, that we're not alone, that we have brothers and sisters who are working in the same direction that we're working in to see the gospel spread throughout our city and to see God's kingdom expanded in every way possible. And we just ask it all in the most precious name there is, the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, amen.
The preceding message was presented by First Baptist Church in Morgan City, Louisiana. For more information about a relationship with Jesus Christ or about First Baptist Church, including contact info, go to the website www.fbcmc.org. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.